We're back on Inside the Huddle on a beautiful Saturday morning. Our next guests are the Frankfort Hot Dogs. They won the sectional this past week. They knocked off Western. Our first guest here we're going to talk to is Coach Andy Dudley. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, great. I know you guys are going to have a big day. You're getting ready to travel to Lafayette Central Catholic later today to play in a regional game, but let's talk a little bit about what an exciting win for the Hot Dogs and getting that sectional title and beating Western.
Yeah, it was a fun day. It was a fun tournament, honestly. Obviously, you're just happy to win. You know, you'll take the wins at this time of year any way you get them, but I think the thing I enjoyed most about Monday was that was like a signature Frankfort baseball win, like a gritty, overcoming obstacles, you know, big situations. Pitching was strong. We made plays when we need to. It was just a fun day.
You got a couple guys in there with you, or three guys, Quincy Perry, Austin Penry, and Jaden Skinner. Hey, Jaden, you've been with the Frankfort ball program for a long time. Always seen your name in the news since you were a young guy. Can you talk about how special that was to win a sectional title for the Hot Dogs?
Oh, yeah, man, a ton. You know, it's something that I've always wanted to do ever since I was young, you know, playing young travel ball in Little League and all that. I always couldn't wait to get to the point where in high school I had the chance to do so and come through with it. It meant absolutely a ton.
Quincy, can you talk a little bit about what winning that sectional for the Hot Dogs meant to you?
I can't describe a better feeling. Just seeing the process from going a freshman all the way up to the senior, just like working up and together, putting all 4 years together, just felt like the teams gelled more and more and more together. And it just felt like that was a really big peaking point for us, and I think it really showed us what kind of potential we have in this team, and it's just a great feeling. I don't think anybody can describe it. Just tears of joy, really.
Austin, I think Quincy just kind of mentioned what I was getting ready to ask next. You guys have been hitting on full cylinders since the senior night when you guys knocked off McCutcheon. You talk about how well you guys are playing right now.
Yeah, we're just playing really well now, and it's really fun. Every game we win, we just get another week with the team, practicing games and everything.
Coach Dudley, you knocked off a really good Western team. Did they throw Mitchell Dean against you guys? I didn't see who they threw.
They did. Obviously, he's a stud. He's a, you know, big 6'6", 6'7", lefty. You know, I-80s, hits 90, going to Louisville. And our guys just did not look overwhelmed. I mean, he did a good job, obviously, but we made him throw pitches. We put pressure on, scored a run early, had some other opportunities. I just thought our guys did a good job of what you have to do against a guy like that.
You guys have been playing extremely well as late, and when the season started, Coach Dudley, did you think the Hot Dogs could be sectional champions?
I did, and you know, maybe at the beginning of my coaching career, if I would have seen this sectional lineup, I wouldn't have said it out loud, but I would have had my concerns, I guess you could say. But I've learned, especially here, especially the type of guys that we have, that if they just relax and play baseball and are never overwhelmed by a moment, our guys do such a good job of that once you get to tournament time, you got a chance. And we really felt like that going in.
Jaden, you mentioned it earlier, playing a lot of baseball since you were young. You guys have played in a lot of tournaments. I've kind of, you know, been around, you know, youth baseball for a while. Frankfort used to play in the Little League series, and then they kind of moved over and playing in town and country. We just had the Rossville Hornets on. They're another prime example of a program that plays baseball all summer. As youth, as local teams, together with your friends, but some of you guys also play travel. Can you tell how that kind of all worked out for you to, you know, put together a great senior year?
Yeah, I mean, it prepares you so much, especially I got the opportunity to play travel ball with all my friends, and basically our high school team was my travel team. So having that chemistry throughout all these years just helps you out when you get to this level so much. It just makes it a lot easier every single second of the game, being a part of the team that you've always been a part of, and to be able to go out and go on the highest level with that same team. You already know what everybody is capable of doing, and to be able to do it, it just makes everything easier knowing that you play with them forever and they're your family.
Quincy, did you expect to have this good a season with the Hot Dogs?
To be honest, I really did, because I knew the players we have were really solid. I think the beginning of the season just was a little shaky,
but I knew once we started putting, like, pieces of the puzzles together that we're going to be hard to beat, because one thing we've always had is a really tough defense, and I believe when our bats are rolling, nobody can beat us, but that's just me. And then Jaden couldn't have said it better. When it comes to playing with your teammates from a, like, a really young age, that bonding point is, like, really good. And I think together we're all just, like, a really goofy team in the dugouts. We just like to have fun. And I think it's really hard for a team to intimidate us from that standpoint, because regardless of the outcome, we all know how to play baseball. We're all still going to be friends. We're all just having fun, pretty much. And I think that's what makes you a better baseball team. If you're able to go out there, regarding of who's in front of you, still play the way you know how to play and have fun while you're doing it.
Hey, Austin, why don't you talk a little bit about Coach Dudley? What's he meant to you and the program on getting you guys focused to get that sectional title?
Yeah, Coach Dudley, he's great. He's good at preparing us for everything. Every game we come, he's has a game plan, has what we need to know, tells us everything. He's pretty good.
Well, Coach Dudley, enough about the sectional title. We got to look ahead to this afternoon or late this afternoon, and when you guys travel over to Lafayette, and you're going to play at Lafayette Central Catholic. You got Mishawaka Marion coming up for a one-game regional. Can you talk a little bit about Mishawaka Marion and what you're expecting as you guys travel over there today?
Yeah, they're a good team, obviously. You don't make it to this point without being a good team. They're pretty balanced. They've got some young guys, a couple of good arms, but nobody better than we saw in our sectional with either game, to be honest with you. I think we match up well against them. They were a 20-win team. It's tough. They're all the way up there in Mishawaka, so it's a whole other area. We don't have much overlap in the schedule. I'm familiar with some coaches up there, so I've had some conversations. But they've got some pop in their lineup. They hit 15 home runs as a team. Seemed like kind of in a little bit of some clusters. So we're going to have to keep them. Jose does a good job of keeping the ball in the ballpark, and that's going to be important for us. Our bullpen does a good job of that as well. That's going to be a key. It looks like we'll probably see Bays. He's a low to mid 80s righty. Mixes it up pretty well. Keeps it in the zone. We've done pretty well against pitchers like this year. So I don't expect anything different as far as that goes. And honestly, we're going to game plan and we're going to use scouting reports and things. But the key to our success has been just that we show up and play, and we know if we execute Frankfurt baseball and we do little things well and we're never overwhelmed and we don't compound our mistakes, that's really always going to be our game plan.
Jaden, you want to talk about what your focus will be later this afternoon as you play Mishawaka Marion?
Yeah, I mean, my focus is going to be on going and getting that win, having our chance to go get something big with my dog. We're not done yet. We just want to keep on playing, and we just want to keep going. Sky's the limit of where we could go, but you got to take it one game at a time. And Mishawaka Marion's next, and we're going to take it pitch by pitch, and every single inning, it's just going to be focused on winning that inning, winning that pitch, and in hopes to just go get another one and keep on playing.
Our guest on the show right now for this segment of Inside the Huddle is the Frankfurt Hot Dogs. They were winners of a sectional this past week over Western. They're moving on to Lafayette today. They're going to be playing over at Lafayette Central Catholic. They face Mishawaka Marion. Quincy Perry, one of the guys on the interview here this morning, can you talk about the Frankfurt fans and how important they are to you guys?
Can I talk about, what was it?
The Frankfurt fans and all the people that cheer you guys on.
Oh, it's the best. Like, especially when it comes to sectional, regional time, it's the best to be able to just walk up to the plate for your at bat and just hear all kinds of people from your town cheering you on, because you got the opposing team, and honestly, you just don't even hear the opposing team. All you hear is your crowd, and just the look back and see everybody cheering for you is just a great, like, heartwarming feeling.
Austin, what's your focus going to be today as you guys prepare to play Mishawaka Marion?
We're just going to take it one game at a time and just get in there, get it done, come home, get ready for the in my state.
Coach Dudley, if you had to give a pregame speech right now, tell the listeners here what you're going to tell the Hot Dogs before you take the field against Mishawaka Marion.
I'm going to tell them the same thing I've told them for 30 games. Every day we wake up and have a game, that's the most important game on our schedule. It was that way in early April, every time, that's it, because you can only play the game that's on your schedule that day. So the nice thing is nobody's going to get overwhelmed. We're gonna do little things. You win baseball games by making routine plays, throwing strikes, putting the ball in play, and that's our focus. You know, that got us through the about as hard a sectional as we could see, and it's going to get us through today. And if we do those things, I like our chances.
That's great to hear. I don't know if you guys know or not, but WILO, our own Don and Carl, are going to be over there today covering you guys on the radio. They're going to be calling that game right here on 96.9. Hopefully they'll be doing some interviews with you guys as regional champions after it's over with.
Yep, we hope so as well.
Hey, not going to hold you guys up any longer. I know you got a busy day, but thanks Coach Dudley, thanks Quincy Perry, Austin Penry, and Jaden Skinner as the Frankfort Hot Dogs move on to Lafayette this afternoon to play on Mishawaka Marion, to play for a regional championship and right to go to the semi-state. Good luck, guys.
Yep, thanks for having us on, Jamie.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll be back right after this. Landon Southern, former Gopher baseball player, will be our guest up next.